Right, what is up, everyone? Welcome to the Morning Spike. I am with Alfredo and with Brian, and we are breaking down the NFC East today.
Breakdown.
Which I don't blame why Marvin and Martin and everyone else didn't want to be on today's episode, because this division is not that great. And it's been a while that this division has not been great.
The NFC least.
Exactly. Exactly. So in the NFC East, we got Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, and Washington, the still unnamed Washington team.
We should have a prediction. We should have a prediction on what the name, future name.
I was reading like Red Wolves, Red. They're still going to, I think they're trying to keep the red something, but just switch it with an animal. From what I understand.
The Redbirds. Red coats, red jackets. Oh,
oh yeah.
Talk some shit there.
But what do you guys think about the whole division as a whole?
It's terrible. It literally is. It's awful. I mean, I do think they're going to have a bounce back year. I don't think the division winner's going to only win 7 games. But I do believe – I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, Dallas has great offense, terrible defense. Washington has a great defense, terrible offense. Yeah. Eagles are just garbage. Like, you can throw away the whole team. Yeah. You know? And then you got the Giants, who just underachieve every year, to have all these good parts, but don't have a good team. That you put them together, it's just a mess. So
last year with the last year with Dallas, I mean, it was theirs until Dak got hurt. Then that's it. It was for everybody, you know, and that changed the whole scope of the division. The Giants, like you said, they have all the good parts. They have running backs, receivers, a pretty decent QB, nothing. I don't know if they don't want to win or
every time you say QB, I think about him getting tackled by the turf monster. Like.
Yeah, the turf monster. Yeah. The Redskins have Rivera, so that team's growing. And I think they're going to be actually a sleeper for me. That's going to be one of my teams to watch for 2021. Because we all know what Ken Rivera did. Look what he did with Carolina. And who was Eagles? Only good thing about Eagles, they have like a ton of running backs. That's it. Mm. You know, their color scheme is pretty nice. But let's not talk about that. It'll piss off other people.
There was when I was watching Dynasty Pylon this past week, they were breaking down. I can't remember the division where I believe the Panthers are in the
NFC South.
Because they're breaking down AFC East, I believe, this weekend. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know. I don't remember. But yeah, so they were talking and. Mark, he goes, the Washington Panthers. And, it was like Washington Panthers and the Carolina Panthers. I was like, what? And I responded, I'm like, dude, my brain hurts. What the hell? He's like, oh, because everyone from Carolina, including the coach, just went over to Washington.
That's awesome.
I'm like, that's 100% so true. I'm like, Jesus, man. Oh, it was man. Like, I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good one, dude.
That was good.
That was a pretty good one.
Panthers.
Yeah, and obviously Mark from the Dynasty Pylon, his favorite team is Washington. So, yeah. All right. So, what team you want to start off with, guys?
Let's start with Washington. Why not?
All right, let's do it. Washington football team, still unnamed, still working on that. But yeah, I know I got to agree with Alfredo. They are a team to. Watch out for, I think, in the next couple years. Maybe not so much this upcoming year, but they're going to be a force to reckon with within the next couple seasons. For sure.
No, they will be a good team. They got Patrick, you know, they got Fitzpatrick. Yeah. So even though he's up there in age, he's a hell of a leader. He can play. He wants to play. And he has that giant chip on his shoulder that is like, you know, everyone always pushed me on the side. Yeah. So, and then here's they end up picking up in a free agency. They signed a 3-year deal with Curtis Samuel. They signed another deal with Humphreys, another wide receiver. Seal Jones, I believe he came from, what was it, Cleveland? So they're building everything up, and they got the biggest signing of the wall, believe it or not, Charles Leno.
Really?
So he's going to probably be a backup or something. But yeah,
no, he's going to be their starting left tackle. He's going to be their starting left tackle, yes.
Run, Fitz, run.
And they'll find out how many turnovers, penalties he can make. He's impressive. I don't even know how he does it. He just has so many penalties. Like, I think he had like 34 penalties. Who has that many penalties? False starts, holdings. He's horrible. Oh, I hate him.
Right. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they signed Jackson III, signing a 3-year deal worth $40.5 million. So that's a big pickup there.
Their defense is going to be unbelievable.
Right. And
their defense was already really, really good last year.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what kept them alive like for so long was that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, everyone talks about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but really, Washington gave them a game. If they had a quarterback last year, I don't know if Tampa Bay would have gotten out with this stuff. I mean, their defense was after them. They have a really good defense. They have great rushing. They have good pass defense. I mean, their third level is great. I mean, it's everything you want for defense is there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they believe in their coach. You know, Chico Rivera.
Chico. I mean,
that's the big thing, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, we know as Chicago fans how much he's loved, you know. I mean, he left Chicago, and we still, like, talk about how much we love him in Chicago. You know, he should have won us a Super Bowl, you know, but thanks, Lovie Smith, for that.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the defense. Their first-round draft pick was Jameen Davis from Kentucky, inside linebacker. Yeah. You know, then after that, on the third round, they got a cornerback. So later in rounds, they got safety, defensive end, another outside linebacker. So, yeah, I mean, they're a team to be reckoned with, man. They're gonna be a team to watch. Them and Dallas.
Yep, that's what I say. It's Washington could definitely repeat as champions this year. I mean, they have Fitzpatrick is a super upgrade for them.
Yeah,
if he stays healthy. I mean, at 38 years old, Fitzpatrick is still great.
He's really good. Like his whole. His attitude, his level,
he's above the line,
the Kerry Cousins.
It is right there. Kerry
Cousin line. I need to cut that out and make a graphic. It was like Kirk Cousin line, and then everyone below and everyone above all the Kirk Cousin line.
That's awesome, love it.
But I think it's also his mentality, his whole just attitude to everything is very, he's so confident. And I was like, he's probably a guy that shouldn't be that confident, but he is. And I think that's what makes him, better though.
But I think about his college.
Yeah.
He came from, you know, the Ivy League.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's a brilliant man. He's brilliant. Everyone says he's so smart. People love him. He's down to earth, and he didn't graduate from Harvard. You know, so I mean, this guy, he's going to leave when he ever does leave the NFL. He's going to go be a CEO somewhere. He's a leader. And that's probably his number one thing. He has an okay arm. He makes okay decisions. I mean, but he's just a leader. And sometimes that's what you need. Just need a leader.
Right.
Yeah. So, they're pretty good. Let's do this real. Where we at? So they're, Vegas odds over under is 8.5 games. This one is the only one out of these four teams that I was like, I don't know, because I have them right there, like probably 8 and 9 wins, and I don't know where it could land, because it kind of depends on how good that offense could click, but that defense is not bad. The defense could get them over that 8.5 games for sure.
I'm going 9 right there. 9 wins.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I think what their record was last year was
7-9.
7-9. And that won the division. People don't forget that 7-9 won the division.
Yeah. And that ain't the first time. I believe that division, there was a time that each team had like 5 wins and they were fighting for first for a team with like 5-7. First place teams are 5-7.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, that kind of sucks.
I'm going to throw this in there. Ryan Fitzpatrick scored a 1580 on his SAT. Mm. And he scored a 48 out of 50 on his the Wonderlic.
Jeez, so 48? Like
48 out of 50. Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick is like a genius.
Yeah, that's smart. So I wonder if like the attitude and the confidence is like he knows just to play into it. Yep. You know, like that, you know, mind over matter kind of thing. You know, like, if I think I'm great, then I am great.
Yeah.
You know?
And or they, the they believe it. I'm great. If I say I'm great and they believe I'm great, then it doesn't matter what I really do.
Yeah. What's the opposite of imposter syndrome? Because that's what he
has. That's good.
It's too early for big words, Kramer. I don't even know how to fucking spell that word. I'm not gonna even try.
What, imposter syndrome?
Imposter syndrome? Yeah, yeah.
That's a different show.
10-7, Martin. Okay, I see you. 10-7, Martin.
I gotta get that. Ashley gave us some hearts and some Panda Grizzly love. Nice. I didn't know those emotes.
I didn't even know they existed.
There you go. And then Martin, who's out doing his duty with the Army. Thank you for that, brother.
Yeah, thank you so much.
He's saying Washington's going 10-7.
You know what? I was looking at the schedule, and I'm gonna have to agree with him. We might have different teams winning / losing, but I'm gonna have to agree with him, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, just to go down the list, they got Chargers, New York. They're going to win against New York. They're going to lose against Buffalo, win against Atlanta. My questionable one is Saints. I think they're going to take it over the Saints. And then there's Green Bay, Denver. They're going to probably take those, lose against Kansas City. Then you got Tampa, lose against them. Carolina, win. Seattle, lose. Vegas, win. Dallas, jeez, I don't know about Dallas. They'll probably split Dallas. But look at their schedule. Week 14 through 17. You got at the, versus Dallas, at Philly, at Dallas versus Philly.
Yo, but you probably split all of it. But they'll probably split all of it. Because you know what? The NFC East, almost always split. Because they're just terrible. Yeah. They're equally terrible, and they know each other. They know what they're going to do. Like, yeah. It's boring. Unless Dallas goes crazy.
We've agreed before. We have agreed before. Not much. Not many times. I do have to admit that. But yes, we're usually in polar opposites on things. But yes, there are times we agree. And
this is one of them.
Yeah, this is one of them. There was a bunch of clips. You're like, yeah, with Alfredo. Yeah, I have to. Yeah. So yeah, it's not that bad.
It's rare. It is rare.
Like I said, it's rare though. Oh man.
So I think we all got them going over because I got them around 9 wins. Brian 9 and Fredo and Martin both said 10 wins. Which I would love to see them 10 wins. I want to see them win the division, personally.
Yeah, I like to see them go far, man. It'd be nice to see Chico do it again, you know.
Yeah.
So it'd be awesome. I met him in person one time. I was like starstruck. I did not know what to say. I was.
He said, "Hey, Chico."
No, because it was an auto show, and I told the guy it was a booth, and I told the dude, "I'm like, is that Ron Rivera?" He looked. He's like, "Yeah, want to talk to him?" Say, Chico, come here. And I'm like, I was mad, dude. I was stunned. Oh my God.
Fred almost had a heart attack.
Jesus, baby.
So, well, I gotta go, guys. Have a great pod, guys. All right, Martin, be safe.
All right, man, be safe, all buddy. Right.
Be great, man. Thank all you. All right,
so we got our little, of course, my little girl. So hold on 1 second. Here, okay.
Yes, right. Hey, Bella.
Hi. Did you scare your daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you got me too. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm running.
Jesus.
Man, I scared everybody watching.
You did such a good job, Bella.
I went under the table.
No.
Well, that was awesome. Good job, Bella.
You're good at scary.
Thank you. I was wondering if you sorry.
No problem.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Oh, thank yeah. you so much, Bella.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Today is his birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need some Mario. I need some Mario.
Okay. All right, go tell Mario. All
right. Just in case he doesn't know.
Right.
Oh, my
well,
oh,
that's my awesome. Big heart attack of the day. Jesus, this little girl, man.
Dude, if you rewind the tape, you see, I was like is there a real, is there a really ghost?
There's a ghost. One.
I knew it.
That's funny. All right. Who's the next victim for us?
Who's the next team?
Well, let's save the other good team for the end. Let's do one of the crappy ones. Let's go Eagles.
Eagles. All right, well, so we got Eagles is great. I mean, well, they drafted Devontae Smith, which is going to help Jalen Hurts actually have a pass catcher this year. So that's going to be interesting. Question is, can they block anyone for Jalen Smith? For Jalen Hurts, I mean. If Hurts can actually get someone to block. I mean, he's doing good without any office alignment. You know, they didn't have their number one target. They didn't have a tight end either. You know, so question is, can a running back do well with Jalen Hurts also? Because he does run the ball so much.
I think so. Hopefully. I mean, I think now coaches know how to figure that out. You know, like, oh, we have, like, two running backs and one with an arm back there, you know, kind of thing. So.
Yeah, but Devontae Smith opens that back up for them, at least.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But their defense is still crap. Especially their DBs. Their DBs are awful. Me, you, and Fredo could go run routes and one of us will catch a pass. Because they're just terrible. They're just awful. They'll just pass it off to someone else and then no one will be there in the flats. They're just, I don't know. I don't know if they're not well coached or what it is, but they're just terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. Because, I mean, I think Hurts is going to be good. But like you said, it's all that old line.
Well, is it Hurts and Flacco is going to be the backup? Because they also got Kerryon Johnson, and they picked up Richard Rodgers. Oh, no, not picked up. They re-signed
him. Oh, yeah. So I mean, they're running backs. They're good. Can they run with him? Because he has to be a good enough passer for them to be able to run the ball.
Right.
And then the question is, again, is the offensive line going to be able to block for him so he can get the ball to Devontae Smith? And then again, they really only got Ertz and Smith.
Yeah.
Right. And they also picked up a draft from Alabama, the center, Dickerson. So they did that, and after that they went straight. They got a running back in the fifth round, Gainwell from Memphis.
Which I still think they have two good running backs right now too. So I mean, having three running backs is not going to be a problem. The question is, can they throw the ball?
Anything with it? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, they got Jordan Howard still on there.
Yeah, Jordan Howard's still there.
Oh yeah, he's over there.
The ghost of Jordan Howard, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was over here in Chicago, wasn't he? With was it Jordan Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, with us. Yeah, we got rid of him for a 6th round pick, traded.
Because he was okay over here, but he just wasn't. I don't know if he wasn't performing or they just didn't use him well.
I like Jordan Howard here. I think they just wanted more from him, wanted him to catch the ball. Jordan Howard can't catch, But you can run the ball. So you just use a two-headed monster, you could have been fine. But they didn't pay him anything either. You know, and now they're like, oh, we can't run inside. Well, that's the only thing Jordan Howard could do.
I know.
It's like, why would you get rid of the one guy that could do that? But
yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't they didn't make any major waves as in that we acquiring people, because they let go, or they didn't let go. They traded away Wentz.
Yep.
What did they get for Wentz? I forgot.
Was it a fourth and a third and a fourth or something like that?
Something like that. Is he worth that? Is that too much or too low?
I think that, well, the problem is you hear what they're saying, that he's doing terrible in Indianapolis now.
Yes, that's what I heard. That he's on the hot seat from what I was reading. It's like he is not doing good.
He can't do anything. He can't throw the ball. He's not. I mean, his confidence is shot. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whose confidence is
that? Wentz?
Yeah, Wentz. Yeah. So they got for a third round pick 2021 and a second conditional one in 2022.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. A two-year deal. Yeah. Essentially a 2-year deal with an option for two more. Oh, man, I don't know, but I'm looking at this article. It says the Colts been shy about Wentz's poor 2020 season. Even Wentz himself admitted it didn't go the way he planned, but they are hoping to put it in the pass. But yeah, like you said, he's not doing too well already. You know, out on practice fields and stuff like that.
I was reading something from the Colts that said they're sad they couldn't re-sign Jacoby Brissett because they're not sold on Wentz.
I don't blame him.
I would have stayed with Jacoby Brissett from the beginning.
Personally. I mean, they could easily go and try to get Foles.
Well, what's the news on Foles? Foles, they're saying that he's going to go to the Jets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a big trade rumor. They're like, we can finally do something with him.
Yes.
Which is like, yes, you know.
It's like, basically, we're just getting rid of him, and we're saving a couple of million dollars, a few million dollars, for a seventh round pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you save some money?
Yeah.
You know, we just signed Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts. Oh my gosh.
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields, guys. Oh my goodness. We just signed Justin Fields, so that's why.
All right. So, what do you think the records are going to be for Philly?
We got the Eagles. So the Vegas odds are 6.5 games.
6.5.
5-12.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'll run down the list. They're at Atlanta, San Francisco, Dallas, KC, Carolina, Tampa. That's the first 6 weeks.
They could go 0-6 right there. They could.
Even against Atlanta and Carolina?
Someone has to win. Yeah, Atlanta's probably saying the same thing. Like, man, we get to go play the Eagles.
Okay. I see one, maybe two wins there.
Maybe. If we get to Atlanta, Atlanta's gonna say the same thing. Like, we get to play the Eagles. That's one win right there. You know, like
they both say the same thing. They suck.
They don't have a quarterback. Like
the Spider-Man pointing at each other. That's what they
want.
That's awesome.
That'd be great.
Then it's Vegas, Detroit, Los Angeles, Denver, Saints, New York Giants. That's the other six. So that right there is maybe two more wins, which is Detroit and Denver.
Denver, I think Denver is better than they are. Way, way better.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I could. You know,
I mean, all they're really missing is a solid QB, and they can run away with a lot.
I mean, they still have. I mean, who they, Bridgewater still
Bridgewater
good, still good.
Yeah, he's good.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, Denver can kill them. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't. It's like 30-6.
Damn. Then to round off the rest of the season, it'll be New York Jets, Washington, New York Giants, Washington, and Dallas.
Yeah, that ending doesn't look good at all for them.
No, it does not.
Yeah,
5-12. So last year they went 4-11 with one tie. Now
ties. Jeez.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't see them being really any better. It might take a little while for that offense to really go, but you know, like we were saying, no offensive line. You know, you can have the greatest arm ever of any QB, but if you don't have the time to throw it, what are you going to do, you know? I mean, it's going to be a lot of Zach Ertz getting the ball, you know, Miles Sanders and all the running backs back there just running. So
I think their offense could be decent. They could have a decent offense, you know, maybe a 16, 17 rank offense, whatever, which is decent. It's middle of the pack. But their defense is terrible. So it doesn't matter. Like, if you can score 24, 25 points a game, but you give up 35, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, you're never going to win. True.
Yeah. So. Well, we'll see on that one. I think
Brian's going under. I'm going under. I think they're going to get four, maybe five. I can see them getting five wins, like Brian said. But I'm thinking more four.
I see five also.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're both going under on that one. So let's move on to the New York Giants.
Giants.
So they won. They got second. Yeah, I know. They got second last year in the division with 6-10. And that's second place. It still like blows my mind. You know how bad this fucking division is. But they had tied with Cowboys for last year, but Cowboys had a bunch of other issues where Giants, I don't remember anything major.
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
Saquon at the beginning of the year, and then Daniel Jones in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I forgot about Barkley, because it happened like, what, the second or third game or something?
Week two, I think it was. Yeah.
Because I remember one of our guys in our fantasy league had him, and he was like, I got this guy. He had a great team, and then they all got hurt. Like,
he changed his team to the mass unit or some shit like that.
The handicap symbol.
Handicap, that's what it was. Put the handicap logo.
It was awesome. And I was like, I felt a little bad for him because it was like, everybody got hurt. But also 2020 was a weird year with not a lot of practices, a lot of injuries. But yeah, so, that's why I forgot about Barkley.
So yeah. The Giants in the offseason did pretty well.
They're busy.
They picked up Mike Glennon. Okay, so we all know about him. The Devontae Booker, Corey Clement, that's the running backs. And then the receivers, Kenny Galladay, you know, signed a four-year deal. John Ross, one-year deal, but that's nothing. Now, the tight ends, Benjamin, he signed, and Kyle Rudolph. So those two guys are not that bad. You know, and then in the off the defense, they signed up a couple of three defensive ends. Shelton, and then the linebacker, then Andre Jackson, cornerback for a 3-year deal. So yeah, I mean, they were busy. It looks like they got stronger in the offseason, but they had to do that because they had only 6 picks in the draft. And and one of them was from the Chicago. Fourth rounder. Yeah, their first round pick was right receiver Tooney.
Yeah,
or Tony.
Tooney's good. Yeah. That was a very good pick.
The downfall to that is they needed outside linebacker, center, offensive guard, inside linebacker, offensive tackle, and out of all that, they only really got outside linebacker. Because I'm guessing the center, guard, and tackle, they did that off of free agency.
Yeah.
Which they really did it.
No, they did not. They have not addressed their offensive line issues. They, honestly, overall, the Giants are the one team that the sum of their parts is less than what it should be. Mm-hmm. It's like they're the only team that would be like 4 + 8 = 1. Like how? That doesn't make any sense. But it's because they didn't really invest in the offensive line. Their defense is okay. Giants' defense is okay. They're not great by any means, but they're okay. They have Daniel Jones is a pretty decent quarterback. Saquon Barkley is an all-world type running back. They got, you said Galladay. They got Tooney, that wide receiver. They have two good tight ends, and they have crack in the middle.
Yep,
and that's the problem. Center guard tackle is crap.
Right.
And
yeah,
That's the issue. And that's our their real issue. I don't know what else you can do with something that's that bad.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like almost like the same situation that was going on in Philly almost. Like, good offense except for the O-line, you know, which is, you know, the main part of an offense is just the most overlooked always and underrated, obviously. So, but I do like Jones. I've a lot of the pickups that Fredo said, I was like, oh, that's pretty good. Like, Galladay, I think, is going to be really good over there. I could see him doing really, really good. And Barkley, like you said, you know, too. I mean, he had a whole almost a whole year to get better, you know. So once he was up,
instead of Evan Engram, I'm a tight end. Yeah. They have three good tight ends. Yeah, I mean, but what can you do if you have no guard, no tackle, no center, nothing?
Yeah. Right.
You know, I just don't understand. You know, and then the Bears got we had four guards, tackles, and you know guards and centers. You know. But they just don't have anything. They have all this talent, but they're not going to do anything until they shore up the middle.
Yeah,
right. As far as the schedule goes, what's the predictions?
So their odds are 7.5 games.
7.5.
7.5 games.
So week 1 through 9, they got Denver, Washington, Atlanta, Saints, Dallas, Los Angeles, Carolina, Kansas City, and Vegas. So out of that list with the Giants,
not too bad.
Yeah, really, I can see them getting 3 wins there.
3, yep.
Three or 4, maybe Denver, Atlanta, Saints.
I don't. You see, you're not giving Denver enough credit.
I don't think I am.
That defense alone is going to win them a bunch of games.
Yeah, Denver's going to win 9 or 10 games. It's going to be something stupid like that. Like they're they're adding Kyle Fuller to a good defense already.
That's
Vic Fangio.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I retract that, but still, I think they could win against Carolina, Saints, and Atlanta, of course.
Yeah, I agree. And then they will probably split with some of the NFC East teams too.
Yeah. Then the second half is Tampa, Philly, Miami, Los Angeles, Dallas, Philly, Chicago, Washington.
7 wins.
7 wins?
7 wins.
Ooh, so you're going to go right under?
Yep. Just under. I say they split the NFC least. That's 3. And I counted 4 other teams, possibly. So I'm saying 7. Mm. I mean, Saquon Barkley is going to be a problem for some teams. He's a problem.
Yeah.
He can catch the ball. He can run the ball. I mean, Tooney's going to be a problem. They're going to have their offense is going to be a problem for somebody. Their defense might be good enough to keep them in some games.
I really think Barkley is. We're probably giving him a little bit too much credit because if that O line can't run block, they're going to pass. You know, do little wheels and stints, whatever. So if the defense does not have fast linebackers, those are the teams that are going to have issue with them. Other than that, I think
even if they're fast, because look at 2019, 2019 all purpose yards. Saquon Barkley was at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's how many like top of the line linebackers can really, you know, chase down Barkley, you know? So, yeah, I mean, you give maybe 2, you know, at best 3, maybe. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, he's gonna kill it. I mean, and I think that's what they're gonna do is like, oh, we can't run it in the middle. So you know,
let everybody come here and everybody just run that way and I follow.
Yeah.
That's misdirection. Yeah. That's all they really have is misdirection. They can't. They're not gonna power block you. They're not gonna go and get in your face, and they're not gonna do nothing. Like they're the only team. I think Charles Leonard Jr. could have went over there and actually been a help.
Help.
You know how I feel about him.
But I mean, that's all they're gonna do is this quick stuff. You know, quick stuff. Out by the, you know, out to Barkley, and then once linebackers start, you know, cheating over that way, you know, start throwing to the tight ends. You know, with quick slants. You know, and that's all it's gonna be is out in, quick. So Galladay might be a great pickup, but.
Exactly. That Galladay thing, that's going to be a really good pickup. And then, you know, Daniel Jones is a great athlete. D'Angelo. Yeah. I mean, besides being tackled by the turf monster, but he can run. He can run though.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, that was him. Kept was he looking back? I don't know.
Yeah, he was looking at the TV, the tribe. Oh,
that's right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was like, oh no, and he stumbled for like 30 yards. It was crazy.
I remember we looked at that. It's like
the last
he ran time for like 50 and rolled for 10.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna find it because the last time I did that, we got copyright claimed.
Yeah, we got copyright claimed.
I'm like, all right, never again. I'm not gonna do that. So fuck that. All right. But
it's all jacked up.
Yeah. So that's that one.
Yeah.
So, well, what are you going, Fredo? Over or under?
I think they're
going under.
Yeah, just 7.
Yeah. I think they're gonna go under.
Just 7, but yeah, because I'm looking and. Let's see. The 7 wins, it would be Atlanta, Carolina, maybe Dallas, the Saints. So that's right there, 3 as wins, right?
Yeah.
Philly, Washington. They might actually sweep Philly. Now that I'm looking at this.
So they might do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Philly might be the only team in the division that could really lose against all the other teams. Because like Brian said, like most of the teams split. I don't think a lot of teams are gonna split with the Eagles this year.
No.
I don't think the Eagles will win not one game against Dallas. They're gonna have a hard time against Washington. The question will be is if Fitzpatrick is healthy. That's the only way they win against Washington, I think. And then they split against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean But the Giants could beat them because they're more talented. They have more talent on their team.
They do.
The Eagles could literally go 2-15, and I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be like, yeah, well, you know.
That's second. not surprised. That'd be second place in the division. That's
fine. All right. So we'll go with America's favorite team, the Cowboys.
Yes.
Last, they are projected to have a pretty good season because last year they had a really bad one because of injuries. So, you know, they're getting their golden boy back, you know, Dak Prescott, who I think he got paid.
He got paid 4 years, 160.
Yeah. 4 years, you know, and that happened during, was that when he got hurt, right? They closed the deal?
Season.
It was off season. Right after offseason, $40 million. $40 million. 4 years, 160.
Yeah, four years, 160. Out of the 160, 126 guaranteed.
Wow.
So that means
he ain't going 30, nowhere.
No. So 20.
He deserves to get paid. He's a good QB. He's a really good QB.
Yeah,
he's been consistent. I mean, he had issues, obviously, but I think he's been pretty consistent since the start. I don't know how much of that has to do with his running back, because I think they tend to go up and down together.
Yeah.
So, which is a good thing and a bad thing, you know.
Well, I actually think it's the opposite. As they go like this, it's like. As Zeke goes really, really good, Dak kind of like falls upside. At the beginning of the season, Dak was killing, right? But Zeke was just awful, you know? And I just don't know if they could ever go up together, this Dallas team can win a lot of games.
But if they have the same offensive coordinator, the reason that happens, because if Dak's on fire, they're going to keep passing the ball. Because you have Toomer, you got CeeDee Lamb, you have there was another receiver that just went out there. I can't remember whom. But you have those two guys alone. And if they have a hot hand or he has, you know, the hot rock or whatever, you know, for a running back, that they're going to just go. They're going to go with him until the flame burns out. And then they go ahead and switch things up.
I mean, so you said they have Amari Cooper, they have CeeDee Lamb, and they have Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just all three of those could be Pro Bowl receivers.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
CeeDee Lamb is going to be one dangerous receiver. Toomer, yes. I'm not taking anything away from him. But CeeDee Lamb was coming out hot because everyone double covered Toomer because we all know what he could do. CD name was
Cooper.
Rookie.
Cooper.
I keep saying Tumor, right? Like Armani Tumor. Yeah, Cooper. Yeah.
Amari Cooper.
I'm going to say Cooper Kupp. That's a whole different level of receiver. But yes, Cooper was, you know, everybody knows what he's capable of doing. So that's why they're throwing a rookie to CeeDee Lamb, how fast he is, and he has pretty decent hands because I don't think he dropped many balls. But yeah, when Dak went out, the whole team went to crap. And then Zeke checked out.
Yeah, that's the issue. I think it was all here
with him. You know, and that's. Yeah.
But did that's he check out because he knew he's like, why am I going to risk myself from getting injured?
Yeah,
you know? I think he said, he was like, yeah, well, I know how many years we have as running backs. You know, I need to just go ahead and dial it back this year, make sure I don't go for 400 touches. The next year, they're going to get rid of me. So he was just trying to play the odds. Mm-hmm. Let someone else go ahead and do all this running back stuff. I'll wait till next year, and I'll show you who I am. And that's basically what was said in the articles, too. Like, wait till this year. I'm going to show you who I am. Well, that's because he was half-assing all last year.
Right. Yeah. So what was the backup running back last year that started and had, like,
was it Pollard?
Pollard, yes.
He
started, and he, like, for Mike's fantasy league, because I ended up picking him up at last second, 27 points. And that's a lot for running back. You know, he scored, two touchdowns, 200 yards or something like that.
No, he can run. He can definitely run. Well, see, Dallas's offense is one of the best in the entire NFL. Mm-hmm. So, like you say, quarterback, you give him what, an A minus B plus. Wide receivers, A plus. Running back, A. Tight ends, we got B plus. We got Jarwin is going to be back. He tore his ACL. He's going to be right back now.
Right.
You know, so they offensive line, they're B plus. Mm-hmm. You know.
So
overall, offense, they're like scary.
Yeah,
they beefed up their defense. Huge.
Yeah, they had to because they're terrible.
Yeah,
in the draft,
it was really bad.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six. The first six picks that they had 1, 2, 2. They had 3 number threes, and 2 number fours, and then 1, 2, and then 3 threes. All that was all defense, linebackers, cornerbacks, tackles, defensive ends, another cornerback, a linebacker.
Yeah, they had to, though, because they were that bad. It was literally that bad.
Wow.
I keep looking for this stupid picture of Elliott, because I remember on Dynasty Pylon, when they first were breaking down this division, they were like, me and Mark were making fun of, like, Elliott's going to come out. Like, what's the over-under on him being over, like, 300 pounds? You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be so out of shape. And then, like,
he has, like, 13 abs. Like how?
A week later.
That's anatomically correct. I don't know.
A week later, he came out with a picture of him, like, training. And he is insanely fit right now. And his coaches, his teammates, his training staff, they're like, he's in the best shape he's ever been. I was like, yeah, I hope so. He didn't really play last year. So, I mean, what else are you going to do, you know? But which is smart. It's like, hey, I know we're not going to do anything this year. Let me play it low-key and really work out. And, man, if he doesn't have a killer year, as if, like Brian was saying, if this is a year where Dak and Zeke can be on that – because they were on that level before, I think, like – was it their rookie year or their second sophomore year together?
That second year was bad.
They were really like, man, because that was like the duo. Like, that's it. These guys are taking over, you know. And then after that, it kind of like, you know, flip flop. But I think they could do it again this year. You know. I mean, Dak is paid. He's happy. You know, Zeke is looking really good, man. Really, really good. This is the year for them.
If their defense can gel, because they made a lot of moves, and I think really some really good moves too. Some really good moves. If their defense can gel, this could be a team that can win 12 games.
Yeah,
I mean that many games. I mean, sure, as they can win 12 games.
Hmm.
Well, they're – let's go to this
room. Over, under. Like, over, under.
9.5,
yeah.
9.5.
Over.
Which obviously this is it's probably going to change all these numbers as we get close to the season and stuff like that. But these are like the latest ones that I saw for the Vegas odds. I think they change right around preseason. I think they change again. They might go up a game or two. But yeah, so 9.5 I think is under, because I can see them winning a lot more than 9.
All right, living at tips. So I'm looking at their schedule. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
that's going to be up to week 6, because week 7 they have a bye. Mm-hmm. Up to week 6, it's Tampa, Los Angeles, Philly, Carolina, New York, New England. There I see 4-2.
Yeah, I can see 4 wins. Yeah. And that's if we had no surprises. But if they beat the Buccaneers, I'd be like, well, I can see that. Ooh. You know, yeah. Honestly, they're that good.
I think they might lose to the Bucs in Los Angeles and win Philly, Carolina, New York, and New England.
But my point is that if they beat the Bucs, would you really be that surprised? If they beat the Rams, would you really be that surprised if they beat the Rams too?
No, not really.
It's just like that team is – they're loaded.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and then,
if their defense is okay.
Right. And then Minnesota, Denver. So –
what? They could lose either one of those games. They could.
Right. And then Atlanta, Kansas City. So that's out of those four, I could see another 2 wins.
Yep.
And then Los Angeles, New Orleans. They probably pick up another 2 there. Washington, New York. Another 2. Washington, Arizona, Philly.
They win 2 more.
So I could see 10, 12.
That's right. Yeah, this is a team that could win, that could win 12 games, but they could lose. They also could only win 7 games, and I wouldn't be surprised either way. It could be like they won 12 and 5, and they only won 7-10. I could see both ways, and not even be surprised. I'd just be like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah. Right. Mm. So if they stay healthy, it's going to be 10-12 wins.
Yeah. So I'm going through like their news and stuff like that, and one of the ones that keeps popping up is Richard Sherman is not signed with the NFL team yet. And reports come out that like the Cowboys are the top kind of team that he might land at.
Which, who's number 2?
It's on Brian's tongue.
I think it says he was close to re-signing with the 49ers, but they really didn't talk about that.
What I've heard is Richard Sherman's top 3 teams are Dallas, 49ers, and going back to Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking right now. It says experience.
If he goes to Seattle, he's going to be former tired there.
Coordinator with Seattle.
Yeah,
you know,
I think wherever he goes next, he's going to retire.
Well, yeah.
Sherman's done.
Right.
Yeah. I think he's done. Yeah. But he could play in zone schemes. He could play in. So that's okay. So if you're going to hide Richard Sherman, he's going to make plays with the ball because he's a receiver really by trade.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just what he is. So I can see him wherever he goes. He's going to get like 3 interceptions, 4 interceptions. He'll get burnt a couple times if you play man-to-man. Just don't play man-to-man.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, would he be a good fit? How much better would he make the defense of Cowboys if he were to go to the Cowboys?
He's a better playmaker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. He's a better playmaker. I don't know if he would be better than anyone they have right now. Look at that depth chart. I really don't think there is really that much better. But playmaker, he's going to make plays.
Right.
Yeah. Is that something you need with just the, you know, someone like the Fitzpatrick? Like you think you're good, so therefore you are good kind of thing. It's like, oh, we have Richard Sherman, you know, one of the greatest ever kind of like stuff, you know. So it's like, does that change the mentality? So,
no, because even the Avengers had the Hulk, and he still got their ass beat by Thanos. So it doesn't beat shit.
The Hulk got his ass kicked, and then they're like, whoa.
The Hulk had identity crisis at the time. That's the problem. If the Hulk really, really wanted to go at him, he could have came in. He could have came at him. I'm just saying. But I think – so they have Diggs at left cornerback. Diggs is going to stay there. That's not a question. Diggs is, yeah. is the left corner. But right corner, they have what, Brown. Brown is okay. And yes, you can put Richard Sherman at right cornerback, and you know, and they will get be better in certain schemes. Man to man, Richard Sherman cannot stay on anybody.
Right. Yeah. Now, the Cowboys did sign in the offseason C.J. Goodwin to a two-year deal.
Yep, Goodwin.
And Jordan Lewis signed a three-year deal.
But Goodwin's not even their backup right now.
Right. And then in the draft, they got Kyle Joseph from Kentucky and Nashawn Wright from Oregon State.
So, yeah, they really went hard on their defensive backfield. They really did. So throwing him in is they right now they have what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 corners on their team on their depth chart right now.
Mm-hmm. Jesus,
they have 11 of them. So added him 12. I mean, you're gonna have to cut a lot of guys.
I mean, they are not everybody's gonna stay. People are gonna go to practice squad, and it's still too early because everyone's roster is like 100 and some people, I think.
Yeah, but so, I'm saying you, but you're not going to. That's one position. That's 11 people. So you have 12 on one position. You're only going to keep one corner on your practice squad. Mm. So let's say you keep five. You have to cut five people.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah. And you just told me they just signed with Goodwin and Lewis. So you know they're not going anywhere. Yeah. And you know Diggs is not going anywhere. That's three. That's Brown and Joseph got drafted. That's five.
Everyone else they know already.
So maybe Cowboys is not would not be a good fit.
Yeah.
Unless he's gonna be a backup, a mentor.
It'd be interesting. He'll be interesting, especially because Joseph is a rookie. It'll be a very interesting fit. I mean, what if they decide to go a very nickel? They go a hard nickel. But my question is Vander Esch able to play anymore?
Right.
You know, I always thought that he was too slow, and now is he with all those the next problems and all that stuff? Is he going to be able to continue to play? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a lot of questions that are out there.
Yeah. So, well, it looks like it's crazy because you got a couple teams with great defenses in this division, and then Cowboys with a great offense. So it's going to be interesting. I'm really interested in the games where Cowboys and Washington play.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a good, really good matchup. I that's the one I'm looking forward to in this division. All the rest, I really don't care about.
Yeah. Those two teams in that division, it's going to be a good matchup. I agree. Yeah. And, you know, in the beginning of the podcast, I think the Cowboys and Washington. Washington's going to be a sleeper team for sure. Cowboys, if they're healthy, it's theirs. It's going to be theirs.
It's so weird. There's a possibility that this division gets two teams in the playoffs. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Especially if Green Bay is terrible, then there's a possibility that this team gets two teams in the playoffs.
Oh, man, I can't wait till we talk about that division. By then, because that's I put that one, I believe, at our last division on purpose, because you know most of us are Chicago fans, so we don't want to annoy everybody so much, and so much can happen because.
I was going to say you mean Martin?
during that show, Martin's just going to have the glasses with the fake eyes on it. No, but I mean, so much is going on with Aaron Rodgers because now, I mean, every day it's like, oh, he said he's gonna play nice, and then the next day is like, oh, he's not showing up for practice. It's like, oh, he did this, but then he did this. I was like, well, what the hell's going on? Like, it's so, I don't know.
And what if Aaron Rodgers only came for games? Like,
oh my god, that's like some senior high school bullshit.
Hey, I'm ready to play. Let's go.
Who does he think he is? Bill Murray? Fucking just show up at a movie set and like, put me in this movie.
Hey, that's how I work for Space Jam.
He did. That's right. He did.
So I knew the producer, so I just, you know, I showed up.
I mean, but Aaron Rodgers, he literally could do that. and then they're like, here's the ball. Yeah. Like, go.
What do you do? You say Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers is like, go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead, take it.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, I mean, you run into the possibility of pissing off Love, and, you know.
It depends on how good Jordan Love is. If he's terrible, it doesn't matter how pissed off you are. You'll be like, hey, man, like, if you're better, you'll be starting right now. Come on. Let's be honest.
It's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
I mean, that's what they did with Favre and Rodgers. You know, once Rodgers was like, oh, we have the new shiny guy. All right, get out of here, leading interception thrower ever.
Exactly.
We got the new guy.
Wait, no. Didn't Favre retire, and then he came out of retirement and went to the Jets or Minnesota?
I think
– No.
He did retire, and then he went to the Jets for a year.
Did he stay for out for a year? I don't know if he stayed out for a year.
I don't know. I think they didn't want to sign him again or something like that. And then that's when he said like – because that's why he wanted to come back to the division to, you know, beat them up. Yeah. You know, which really didn't work out.
It almost did.
It was all there, but
they were close that year.
I mean, if he was a little bit more younger and could have stayed a few more years, maybe I could have. Well, they could have really did some damage that year.
They traded him to the Jets, and he did well with the Jets. They traded him to the Jets, and then he signs a free agent with Minnesota. And that year in Minnesota, they won 11 games.
Wow. He did pretty well at the Jets. I kind of remember
he changed
the key for a couple of games. There was a game he threw like 7 touchdowns in a game.
It seemed like he was having fun when he was playing with the Jets, though. That's what it wasn't very competitive, because when he came to Minnesota, I think that mentality is like, we're done having fun, and I'm here to kick some. Ass, some Green Bay ass, some Bears ass still. You know, Bears never had the answer for him.
I'm here for two reasons, to kick ass and this one's chewing gum, and I'm all out chewing gum. Like, that is.
Well, I would say for him, it's like kick ass and take dick pics, and I'm all out of
space on my phone. Yeah. God, this is so bad. Oh, man.
But cool.
I'm all
but that's
so great.
But that is it for the NFC East, man. So we broke down the Washington, the Giants, or Washington, because they don't have a team. It sounded like it was all one team, right?
Yeah, the Washington
football team, and then the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Eagles in that one.
So real quick, the division, who's going to be number one and two?
That's just no question. Cowboys, Washington. It could go either way.
Yeah, okay.
Like, they're the only two that anybody really cares about in this division.
That's why I said, you know. Yeah. I think Washington, I would like to see Washington win the division, honestly. So I do too. Dallas.
I mean, Dallas is always going to be a group in this division that is going to be loved, because they're just, when you think NFL, you think the star, white and blue. I mean, they're just kind of like, you know, there's a reason why they're America's team, you know, kind of, you know. Bullshit.
They're mega same because they got the 80-yard jumbotron.
That's who.
That's why.
Because Jerry Jones is a smart marketing guy. He's not a great football guy, but marketing.
Yeah.
He's got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Massive. Two things he knows: marketing and oil. Football's not one of them, but marketing, oil, he knows.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I better shut up before he comes and kills me. He has enough money just to go ahead and kill me. It should be like I never existed. It'll just be another Brian here just sitting like,
you're cloned.
You guys would be too afraid to say anything. I'm like, don't look quite. Nah, he's not gonna say nothing. It's okay.
Right. They, you know, they like, they always in the movies, there's like that one thing that's off. You know what I mean? Like, didn't you have a goatee?
What was it? Wasn't it like was that 20 the end of 22 Jump Street when they're doing all the movies they're doing, and then they traded him for Seth Rogen for one of the movies. That's all it would be like. All right.
That's funny. Like,
what contract dispute? What you talking about?
Yeah. All right, guys. But I think that is it for this. Any last ideas, thoughts for the NFC East?
for the NFC East, no. I just have a question. Do you have a spider under your hat? Because it looks like something's like
growing like
my my hair.
Is your hair?
Yeah. Because sometimes, like, instead of like pulling it all the way back, and then gives me a big forehead, I just kind of like,
oh,
pop my hair under.
Because I saw it, I'm like, is that a hand? I'm like, what the fuck is that? He's like, hello. Even a cat likes it. But no, I really do think that it's going to be an exciting division for those two teams. And, you know, I think Washington's going to be my sleeper team this year.
Yeah. So if Washington does win the division, I think in our trivia challenge that we did. So if you guys didn't watch that, go watch that. We said that this was the first division, I think it was at 15 seasons, that didn't have a consecutive winner. It was always bouncing around between a different team. So no team has won it twice in the past 15 seasons, twice in a row, like back to back. Washington could break that record.
Good job, but
could you? Because Dallas is not going to give it to them. So
no,
we'll see how that goes. But yeah, that is it for today's show. Is this any better? No, it's not better. I was thinking, like, is that one any better? yeah. So this is our schedule. If you want to follow us on the Nerd Huddle Podcast Network, I'm gonna do a quick shout out to the Get Right Fantasy guys. Their video came out last night where they broke down the mock draft that the Dynasty Pylon guys were on. So go check them out, the Get Right Fantasy. So if you like fantasy football and stuff like that, they do a bunch of mock drafts, and they all different styles of mock drafts as well. So go check them out. They're pretty fun to watch and listen to and hear their thoughts on drafting. So if you want to practice for fantasy football for your season, go check those guys out. So that video, I shared it, that's on our Facebook page as well. But every Monday you're gonna catch me and Will doing our movie review. This week we are doing the In the Heights, the new Lin-Manuel Miranda movie musical. And then Tuesdays we got Panda and Grizzly, where Alfredo, Brian, and Marvin, they break down bear stuff. And I think you guys are doing week, was it 8, 9, 10?
8, 9, 10, 11.
Right.
8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, because they got a bye week on 9.
Yeah.
10. Yeah, 10.
So you're going to break down those, and I'm sure any OTA news and stuff like that. Then Dynasty Pylon is going to be some special guests with me and Alfredo, but Mark's still going to be there, and we're going to break down some divisions. Then we got every Thursday, Did We Just Become Best Friends? Me and Alfredo, and I think for the next few weeks, it's going to be Brian who's going to be with us, and we're going to be breaking down the Loki series
on Disney Plus.
And that's going to be fun because that show is so good. I watched it again, the first episode again. It's just so good. I loved it.
Start looking at the mustache. Always. You look at the mustache like, man, that old mustache is still in the whole show. It looks...
Yeah. I didn't know his nose had a butt on it.
Oh, his nose is epic.
I had no idea. Like, I don't know. Was it Loki, the time travel, that he just had a more distinctive line?
I'm like, I think the mustache is bringing more.
I think so. I never noticed him. I never noticed it.
Pretty big nose.
Yeah, it's man, that's awesome.
Well, that's why, like, if you ever do a impersonation of Owen Wilson, it's like somebody with a big nose and going, "Wow, yeah, yeah." Wow. It's like that's all you have to do, and you're like, "Oh, Owen Wilson."
That's funny.
Yeah, so
that sounded pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
That sounds like a drinking game, man. How many times says that? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure somebody.
Yeah. Come on.
We'll do that for the next episode. How many times does he say like okay, wow? <You know? laughs> Throughout every episode.
That's awesome. We should do that. Shit.
Every Sunday you can catch us here, the Morning Spike, Sunday mornings. For all your football and fantasy football, man, I know I keep saying that. I cannot wait for the football season to start. And we start getting all these questions coming in and stuff like that.
Right.
It's so much fun. So much fun. And this, I know Dynasty Pylon's going to get it. I know Panda Grizzly, you're going to get a bunch of fantasy football questions and stuff like that. So
yes. This is why I put 88 days on my name tag, because it's 88 days left, 88 more days until September 9th.
Yes.
So
kick off.
Give it take one a day because I might have counted a day one too many or not, but
close enough. That's 100.
We started running out of fingers and toes, and then we just didn't have any more, so we just guessed.
Yeah. I started counting the bricks on the wall. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Just say 88. We'll do, let's use Kramer's football number.
The football number?
Yeah, your football number. Isn't 88?
Yeah. We have Brian dance with Travis.
That's funny.
Everyone's excited.
He's shaking his booty towards you because it's your birthday.
Yeah,
it's like,
oh no.
Kelsey's shaking his ass too, dude.
Oh my gosh.
That's your stripper. That's your stripper party right there.
Like, guess what? I've got a stripper for you. I'm like, oh.
That's funny.
All right, guys. Cool. It was fun. We will see you back here next week. And we talk about another division. NFC West, I believe.
NFC West. Okay.
Cool. We'll see you guys all next week. Find this thing. Later.
Later.
See ya.